Local social service agencies are altering how they distribute food this Thanksgiving amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. But there are still ways you can help.
Food pantries can definitely use more funding. If you do want to give, always start at the local pantry level.
That's Wayne Cannon, manager of the Peoria Area Food Bank. I'm Tim Shelley, filling in for Daniel Musisi, and this is On Deck from WCBU Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, November 25th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. While the COVID-19 pandemic is prompting many people to change the way they celebrate Thanksgiving, business has remained brisk at one large Central Illinois turkey farm. Joe Deacon reports.
Travis Yorty of the Yorty Turkey Farm in Morton says the initial onset of COVID-19 brought a great deal of uncertainty about the fall season.
We didn't know quite what to expect when all this hit, so we had our birds already ordered back in March and April, and we just figured we'd roll with it.
But Yorty says that gamble has paid off, as the farm is busier than it was a year ago. He says the pandemic has actually led to the increased business, with many people remaining in the area instead of visiting out-of-town relatives.
Seems like a lot less people are traveling, so a lot of people are staying in the area, and people that wouldn't normally have Thanksgiving here in Central Illinois, they're having it, so demand's up pretty good for us.
With smaller gatherings recommended, it would stand to reason that half-sized turkeys might be more popular this year.
We thought that would be pretty high demand, but it seems like a lot of people that are having Thanksgiving, instead of having 10 or 15 people, are having Thanksgiving of 5, but they still want to cook that 18 to 20-pound turkey.
While he admits demand for 23 to 24-pound turkeys is not as high as normal, Yorty says that although people may not need the full-size turkeys for Thanksgiving dinner, it seems they still want plenty of meat for leftovers. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Jury trials in the 10th Judicial Circuit are on pause starting Monday as COVID cases surge across Central Illinois. Trials in Peoria and Tazewell counties are slated to resume next January. A new report from the University of Illinois' Institute for Government and Public Affairs suggests the state needs to bolster investment in the education workforce to avoid a teacher retention crisis in the coming months. And the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs is launching an independent investigation into the COVID-19 outbreak at the state-run Illinois Veterans Home in LaSalle. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Public health recommendations are causing changes to many families' Thanksgiving plans this year. But the pandemic has also had an impact on how area social service organizations distribute Thanksgiving meals to families struggling to keep food on the table. Tori Dahlhoff brings us a report on how Peoria's emergency food system is meeting the needs of residents this holiday season.
A giant garage door lifts open at the Midwest Food Bank facility in North Peoria, where Hy-Vee assistant manager Scott Miller waits inside the loading bay, ready to pack Thanksgiving meal kits into the arriving vans of area service organizations.
The Sheridan Village Hy-Vee and then the Grand Prairie Hy-Vee donated 100 meals each. The COVID pandemic is definitely affecting families, so we just want to take some of the pressure off and give people a good holiday season.
150 going to this wonderful vehicle. Okay.
Along with Thanksgiving staples, Hy-Vee's donation bags include a voucher for families to pick up a full turkey at one of their stores. Trevor Neff, the Community Impact Director at Neighborhood House, said Hy-Vee's donation will go to the families of the 150 children they traditionally serve in their on-site youth programs who during the pandemic have received daily hot meals by delivery.
Normally we just get whatever we can find, so this year we've been blessed with OSF has donated turkeys for our pantries, and now we have these donations for our families also.
The mission of food access programs at area social service organizations remains the same this holiday season as with any time of the year, to make sure that those facing financial hardship can keep food on the table. But adapting to the pandemic has led to hard decisions for some. Southside Mission Development Manager Rich Drager said strained capacity due to the pandemic required a more focused service area for this year's Thanksgiving meal program.
We'll probably end up doing about 2,500 meals this year, where last year we probably did closer to 3,500. That met with a little bit of dismay because we just simply couldn't do it due to COVID and other reasons to some of the outlying areas.
Drager said they have filled the gap through coordination with area churches and other partners who have stepped up to the plate. A grassroots effort called the Peoria Mutual Aid Network is also hoping to fill a gap during this food-focused holiday by partnering with local startup meal kit business, Upbeat Jams.
People paid $20. That gave them two plates. You could donate both of your plates to Mutual Aid, or you could keep one and donate the other.
That was Allison McMillan, a coordinator with the network. She said they have received 40 meal donations so far and plan to distribute them within the network that currently assists 75 households with securing food and other essential resources. Drager said the ongoing pandemic also means community members should do more planning if they wish to volunteer during the holiday season at places like Southside Mission.
You know, it used to be somebody could have conceivably shown up on the day of Thanksgiving or the day of a Christmas program and just volunteered. But unfortunately, due to COVID, we really can't just have people show up. So check early and get signed up early.
But that doesn't mean support is not wanted or needed. Peoria Area Food Bank Manager Wayne Cannon stressed the importance of supporting area pantries and said to consider financial contributions when possible.
You know, if folks want to get involved, sometimes the pantries don't have enough space for a lot of volunteers, but food pantries can definitely use more funding. If you do want to give, always start at the local pantry level.
Another way to contribute can be through more conscious shopping during the holidays and as the region weathers the current surge in COVID-19 cases. Midwest Food Bank Executive Director Monica Scher said overshopping in grocery stores was one of many things that led to a disruption in the emergency food system supply chain at the onset of the pandemic last spring.
On average, we have 5 weeks of food on our shelves, and all of a sudden we went down to only 2.5 weeks of food on our shelf.
The ongoing pandemic may also mean that some residents find themselves in need of food and other resource assistance for the first time ever. Those who have recently lost work or income may be eligible to receive SNAP benefits through the Illinois Department of Human Services to supplement grocery expenses during the holidays. You can also find information on local resources by calling 211 or by visiting 211hoi.org. For Peoria Public Radio, this is Tori Dahlhoff.
For more on this story, go to wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Tim Shelley.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at wcbu.org.